according to Mesh Pechez, Sif Beis. Yeshar Mashadam is a Shemazak Lohachilo, a person, whoever reason, he finds eating difficult. The Oz Einikhu Loh Shalalechel, for him, it's more pleasurable not to eat. Shalalechel, he doesn't have a chiyuv to eat, the better he shouldn't eat. Okay. A similar idea, if by crying a person is going to relieve his pain, so that means comes out crying is more of an oinig than not crying, so then he should do so. Fine, so here's the Kiddush over here, because the Bir Halacha point out that it's a cut in olive, that if it's Rabbanan, because the Shabbos Oinig, so then you can understand the Sur. So the mitzvah is Oinig, so for him it's more Oinig not to eat. But if you learn that the story of the din of the Isra Tainus and Shabbos is not because of the Pasuk of Kras the Shabbos Oinig, rather it's because of the Pasuk of Ichlu Hayoim. There the Pasuk does not discuss Oinig directly, it discusses Achila. So even though for him it's more of an Oinig not to eat, but then the point is not Oinig, the point is there's a Chiv of Achila. If you look at the first Bir Halacha, he brings to two Shitas. There's different opinions. So this Shita, which is saying that we hear that the person is allowed to fast because that's more pleasurable for him, the Chara is going with the approach that it's only Medibra Kabbalah based on the Pasuk of Kras the Shabbos Oinig. So then we can argue this is a bigger Oinig for him. Mishabursa Kotten Gimel Lo Yechal. It's almost not only that he's allowed not to eat, but he shouldn't eat. In a case where he feels that eating is going to be negative for him. And this is referring to that even in eating kazayas is going to be going to be negative for him. If a person can eat a kazayas without being negative, a person should eat a kazayas and yom lekayim ichlu hayoyim, and oinik Shabbos that way. And later on, the person will stop. The person gets to the point which is not good for him, will stop eating. So similarly, a person wants to cry in order to remove the pain. So cut and dal. Certainly, because of the heino dafki manach was raved by kusa by kodesh baruch hu zolgam ein of the mos. She came and seen a bit of bekiva. So the source for this. That Rabbi Kiva, there's a Zohar Chodesh which says about Rabbi Kiva, Shebaicha Ma'od, Be'amar Shir Shirin. He was crying as we sang Shir Shirin. Bashar Yoda Hechen Hadwar Megim. He realized the impact of the words of Shir Shirin. Bechenahu Motzi B'Mispalim B'Kavana. People who daven with Kavana, so they cry. So the Talmud says this heter to cry on Shabbos because the person finds that is part of expressing himself is something positive. They're talking about a crying which comes out of this feeling of connectedness, this intense emotion. The person cries, intense, positive emotion. The Talmud says, but the person's crying because he has a difficult situation and he wants to cry about it, and arguing that by crying he'll remove the pain and that he'll be able to enjoy the rest of Shabbos. Taz does not allow that. If through crying that will remove the pain, it'll be able to enjoy the rest of Shabbos. So the crying is positive. And that's what we're being about over here. So we're looking at Simon Reish Peches Sif Gimel. It's on page 130. A person who fasts regularly. So along the same lines that we just said. The person, therefore, when the Mor says when a person changes their regular bodily functions, the body reacts to it negatively. So the person who fasts more regularly when it's eating on Shabbos, he should get sick from it. So the Mor refers to a shini vest, pirish davar kavua. A vest is something which is a standard pattern that the person has. So this is his kaviyas is the fast regularly. So yesh armim shiroi lekam. So based on that, they would continue the fast on Shabbos as well. But if the person's body does not react negatively to eating, even though he wants the fast as a atonement for his averus, that he can't do on Shabbos. And the Mishnah and the Bar Halacha points out, we're talking about the problem over here is even just eating a little bit is going to be negative for him. So that's when we say he shouldn't eat at all. He's allowed to fast. So we have a scenario where a person's allowed to fast either because his health is such or because he's accustomed his body to not eating. Either way, once that's true, eating is going to become uncomfortable. It's going to be the opposite of oinig, so it's mutter. Okay. Siptalit. So the Mora says that when a person has a negative dream, so it's a sign from heaven that there's a bad decree against him, and the Mora says that the purpose of the dream, giving him the dream, is that he should fast and allow himself to, through the fasting to atone for his avera and protect himself from the gzera. So it comes out that when a person gets a bad dream, he's supposed to fast. And it's not just, you know, it's a very strong concept of fasting over there, because it's interesting, there's a Mari Bruna. Mari Bruna was one of the Sharnim. And the Mari Bruna writes that normally the rule is if a person to fast, to have a status of fasting, he has to have undertaken it. A private personal fast is only valid if the person committed to it the day before by mincha or sometime in the afternoon. So there's a requirement of Kabbalah's tainus. Over here, there was no Kabbalah's tainus. So how can he fast? So the Mari Bruna says that in Minas Shemayim, they're makabalah for him, but by giving him this dream, it's an indication he's supposed to fast. So that functions in place of the Kabbalah, which you normally need from the day before. So it means the Mari Bruna is saying that this is not just, you know, the mamash indicating for him he's supposed to fast. So now, that being said, for him, it's going to be he's much happier fasting and thereby in some way rescinding the negative, the evil, the decree against him, that eating. But the Gemara says, but since in general he likes eating and he does feel that he has lost his opportunity to eat, so different than the cases before where the person found eating something which was uncomfortable. Over here, the person enjoys eating. He's saying he prefers to fast as a way to protect himself from the gzeira and shemayim. But he has, in some way, deprived himself, so he has to fast the next day as a kapara for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. Okay. He's weak and he cannot fast on Shabbos and then on Sunday immediately afterwards. He shouldn't fast then, he'll fast later on. If Yom Rishon was a day which is also to fast, he will not fast on Yom Rishon. I feel Yom Tov, Sheni Shalgolos, even if the Shalgolos, the person will not fast, he'll pass later on. Sheni Sanos Ad Acher Kach. He should push off the fasting. Okay. Now, Yesh Amrim, Misha Yoshin Shnas Saharayim. A person went to sleep in the afternoon. Bechalim Lechalim Ras. He had this bad dream. So, the same way the bad dream which he had at nighttime is in the case that he should fast immediately afterwards. The bad dream which he had in the afternoon, in the case he should fast afterwards. But how long do you fast for? Okay. Yisana mechatzia yom ad chatzia laila. Vos yavdil. So he will be fasting on Shabbos. This will happen during the week. They'll be kosher even on Shabbos. He would fast the equivalent of a day's worth from that point, so the middle of the day till the middle of the night. In that situation, he'll say Abdullah then. When it falls out on Shabbos, he'll say Abdullah middle of the night. But he fasted on Shabbos. So he has to fast the next day as a atonement. Even though he only fasted part of Shabbos, he has to fast the full next day. Okay, Sif Katan Vav. So we said a person who had a bad dream is mutar lisanus tanis chaloyim. Now, if chamer ra alav chaloyim ra b'shabbos a sipra loy lo yisana. Abam er lo b'chol kem b'chol yisana. The din of chaloyim ra applies not only if the person had the dream himself, but somebody else had it. He also should fast, but that he should not do in Shabbos. Finally, Elsim Reish Chav, Magen Rambam says Cotton Bays, Timisha Cholam Loy Choloim Koshal Chaber Yisana. That the if Reuven had a bad dream about Shimon, Reuven should fast. V'yil Gam Kenel Yerav Ayn Sham. Mashir Choloim Cholam Atzma Yisana Ki Mishu V'chol. V'lo the Sham Mari Shena Roitz the Sapper the Tzavrei. So it sounds like the dreamer should have the fast, not the one who was dreamt about. But he says, no, maybe the case where there was that the dreamer did not want to share it with the one who was dreamt about because it would cause him a lot of pain to hear such a dream. And therefore, in that situation, he should undertake the fast. The one who was dreaming should undertake the fast as a kapara to protect his friend. Okay. There's also an argument that the Mishnah Berurah, that the most of here, most of Dishah brings from that the Mishnah Berurah says before, take a look at the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says that sometimes when a person has a dream like that, the dream really is not about the other person; it's about himself. But every dream, even a person has a dream which is some type of a heavenly message. There are parts of it which are going to be imprecise and not clear and nebulous. So he might be dreaming about a decree about himself and seeing it taking place on somebody else. Therefore, it does make sense that he should be fasting. Okay. Fine. Tanis chaloyim zayin. Now, when he fasts, it also means really should spend the rest of the day davening and learning. He shouldn't waste his time. That'll be a kapara. Person can say vidui in this situation. He's saying he's fasting on Shabbos because of the chaloyim rav that he had, which indicates in the shemayim that there is a decree against him. So he can say vidui. If a woman who is pregnant or nursing, if they had a bad dream, we should not tell them to fast. They should give instead a certain amount of money to staka. The assumption usually is the amount of money that a person would have spent on food for the day. You should give that amount to staka. Definitely so if they're weak. They should not be machmer. In the fast, they're not allowed to fast. If they thought about something during the day and then he had a dream the following night about what he thought about, because I'll say that a person dreams about what he thinks about during the day. So that's not a heavenly decree which he's seeing. He's seeing what he was seeing. His own personal thought processes are coming back to haunt him. So that the person cannot fast on Shabbos. If he wants to fast during the week, that's his business. But on Shabbos, we would not matter. When are we matter? And the person has had no thought about this at all. And all of a sudden, he gets this dream about something totally. Where did that come from? It's a message from Shemayim. So he should fast. And then we say that he has to fast a second time, be a Rishon as a kapara for that which he fasted on Shabbos. If Sunday is a tainus, which the tzibur has to fast anyway. For example, you could have Shivas Vatamas Kafala Motzi Shabbos, Afil Tanis Yachid Shinog B'chayva, or for it's not even Tanis Tzibur, it's a Tanis Yachid, but something which he's already undertaken. Kasheish Min Kavur told me these Anas Yermishin Shoshlichas, every year he fasts on the first day of Slichas. And now that turns out to be, so the first day is always Sunday. He had this bad dream on Shabbos, he fasted on Shabbos. So you say, okay, fine, you fasted on Shabbos. Now you need to fast, it's Kippur. So go, okay, Sunday will count as Kippur. No, no, no. This Sunday, you're fasting for a different reason, not because of the Kippur. You're fasting because it's a time of Sibur. Or a time that you were, a time which you are, you're already undertaking for other reasons. So he has to fast a different day besides. This is the opinion of the Morgan of Rome. But the Taz disagrees with this. The obligatory fast which he has on Yom Rishon can fulfill his obligation to fast for that which he fasted on Shabbos. Every time there's a person with a virus, so he has in mind that the fasting should be for his virus. So he has an virus. He has a virus that he fasted on Shabbos. Okay, so it's for that. Why can't it be for that? If a person finds fasting difficult, so he can use this idea of consolidating his personal tainus that he's chayiv. To atone for the fact that he did not eat on Shabbos, that he fasted on Shabbos, and the Tanis Sibur, so he can have both things in mind. A person finds it difficult, can have both things in mind. So if a person can't fast on Yom Rishon, because he's weak, and Kol Shekein, if he can't fast because it's the days which are not allowed to fast. So the Ramah gave us four examples. Or five examples. It says Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, and Yom Tov. That even Yom Tov Sheni Shogoli. So the Afka Elu Hayomim Mishabrus Kontes Sheni Medina also Lisanas Behem. There are days which halachically it's also to fast. So he cannot fast on these days. That overrides his personal chiyuv to fast. Avim Hu Yom Rishon. Im Yom Rishon Hu Yom Sheisar Tanis Boy En Elaminig. It's not a day which is the din prohibits you from fasting, but there is a minute in Christ will not to fast. So we don't fast the minute not to fast during Nisan. It's a minute. It's not a din. Or Simon, some of them fast beginning of the month until after the Yom Tov or the days after the Yom Tov immediately. So min hagim not to fast during these times. Then Yochelisanus Bohem Tanis Latanisa. In that situation, the person could fast this atonement fast that he has for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. Femiyisanu Bohem Tanis Chaloy, Bein Tzorach, Mesev Achokat Tanis Latanisa, and vice versa. So we're saying that there's days you may not fast, and those days can't be the makeup day for the Kippur day of fasting, because you're not allowed to fast. What are the other around? He had a Tanis Chaloy. He had a bad dream on one of these 5 days. So what does he do?
He fasts right then.
So he fasts right then. Just like Shabbos also, he says, he has a bad dream on Shabbos. He's not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But for this purpose, you're allowed to fast. Okay. Now, v'himisana behem tanis choloim. So these days, the Chara would also require Kippur. But if the days that there's only a minute not to fast, And he would fast the Tanis Chaloyim. So whether he doesn't need to make a Kippur of another day of fasting. Same way he has to atone for his fasting on Shabbos, even though he's supposed to fast because of the Tanis Chaloyim. But still, he did not eat on Shabbos. So he fasted on Shabbos, so he needs a Kippur. For that applies not only on Shabbos, it applies to Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and Yom Tov, and even Chol HaMoed. Not a fast of Chol HaMoed. Rosh Chodesh, Now, Davka Rosh Chodesh, that which you don't can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, there is possibly an exception. So most Rosh Chodesh you cannot fast. Abu Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Dasa Magan Ram, the Yochel Isanus Bam Yeshum Shultan Sadikim, Ein Sim and Tavkuf Pei, Rosh Shabbos Chodekalop. The Magan Ram argues that we'll see later on that there was a minute of Tzadikim to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So therefore, if it would come out a situation that Rosh Chodesh came out to be on Sunday and he fasted on Shabbat to Tanis Chaloyim, now he wants to turn around and fast on Sunday as a kapora for not eating on Shabbos, he said he can't fast on Rosh Chodesh, so this Rosh Chodesh you're allowed to fast. So that's what Magen Rambam says, but Sefer Shabbos argues. The Kosh Magen Rambam Shalom, come on, the Mishael Rogel Yisanos B'Tzad Zedikim Erloi Ezet Tzor Chas Shalom Al Yisanos Boy. So you can't use Rosh Chodesh Nissan unless the person does this regularly. These other special Tanesim cannot should not fast on Nissan. So that being said, over here the. So, over here as well, the person cannot fast. The tainus letanisoi on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So, when did he fast? He fasts later on. But he shouldn't push it off too far. The closer, the better. A person slept an afternoon nap and then he had a bad dream. So, he'll fast from that point. The equivalent of the daylight hours till the middle of the night. So fast bechatzi ayoyim. Malbikein enu esparlo anenu achakari. But he doesn't say anenu. So that means anenu requires a full day of fasting. And here he didn't fast in the morning. He ate. Some say no, he doesn't have to go with through the middle of the night. He can fast him now till sundown. He should rely on that opinion. Let's say a person went to sleep beginning of the night, had a bad dream, and he awoke. So, Hikmar Shalitim Gambalaila, Vivia Magan Ramasim and Topkov Samadal, Vivia Rabba, Sita Lahatur, Shantan and Maskal Rak Kashiarium. So, the Rabba says, fasting is by day. We know all of our fasts are from the point in time where you have the beginning of dawn until after dusk. That's where you fast. You don't fast at night time. The one exception being Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So the Eli Rabba says that you don't. The person went to bed, had a bad dream, woke up, and he's going to be fast. He'll fast in the morning. You know, he wants to eat something right now. So it's Gzunta 8. Eli Rabba says Gzunta 8. There's no Dentinus yet. Tinus starts in the morning. The first opinion said no. So he said he should fast in a case where he had a bad dream in the middle of the day. So he fasts in the middle of the day to the middle of the night, and then the next morning he fasts Yom Rishon as a kapara. Yom Rishon yisanafilo im cholam loy achar shekvar kiyim suda shlishi achar chatzia yom can I feel below cholam iboy shlo lechol oyd rishus biyavet kamalchem kiyim shehisan al shem tanis where he biyodem tzarkli meisav tanis also. So, Mishnah Berurah mentioned before that he said there's two ways to have this problem of fasting on Shabbos. One is a person without any intent to fast never gets around to eating, so he's fasting on Shabbos. There's a second way where a person decides not to eat, but after the shame time. So what's between the two opinions? So the two scenarios. The first one is only considered a problem if that took him past Chatzos. He just wasn't eating for whatever reason, but he's busy with something else. Meanwhile, the hours go by, and now it's already 6 hours up. He hasn't eaten yet, so that's also. But if a person chooses not to eat, and he's fasting for the because he doesn't want to eat, even for 1 minute, it's usur. You cannot fast on Shabbos. So over here, even though the scenario of the Mishabur was he ate the morning suda. He da mincha. He ate the afternoon suda. He says, you know what? When I go to sleep, so he goes to sleep, has a bad dream, he wakes up. So he fasts from there till the middle of the night. He ate all his meals anyway. He doesn't have to eat anymore. That's true. He doesn't have to eat anymore. But now he's choosing not to eat because he wants the dafka not to eat. He's doing the same tainus. He can't make a tainus in Shabbos. Even though you have no need to eat. So he would have to play this out. And then he would have to fast on Yom Rishon as a kapara for fasting on Shabbos. So even though he didn't miss any meals, he would still do so. Okay. The Bir Halacha deals with a case where the person had the dream later in the afternoon, and if he waits 12 hours on that point, he'll end up making Havdalah the next morning. He won't be able to make Havdalah at night time. So he's Masubik, maybe in that situation, the importance of making Havdalah immediately would override it. He wouldn't fast that long. So according to the opinion, he only has to fast till the night time. So over here, he's got like, you know, so he happened half an hour before night time. So he fasts, right? He doesn't eat for half an hour and he's finished. Okay. Hey. The opinion says that one time seeing the dream is not indicative of the fact that there is some decree against him. He sees it again and again and again. That's a sign that there's a message. And that's what he has to fast. Some introduce a different consideration totally. What's good and what's bad? We sound like, you know, it's pretty obvious what's good and what's bad, right? But the more in Sefer Brachos, the more it brings some clearly negative stories, and the more it interprets them in a very positive way. So you can put a positive spin on almost anything. So how can you fast? So you want to fast on the weekdays, that's your business. You want to fast on Shabbos, you don't know whether this is good or bad. You don't want to fast. But the other one is Shabbos. So the Velt says, right, an interesting lashon. That the Shulchan Aruch here says lashon. You know, some say like this, but the world says, people say, that earlier works have written. There are three types of dreams which we know for sure they're negative. So everything else, you're right, it's up to interpretation. But these three are negative, and if a person would fast even on Shabbos, what are the three? Be'elohein aroy sefer teresh and nisrav. So he would see chas v'shalom sefer Torah burning in the dream. And Mishabur says it's lal tafas sefer Torah means swore. Or he saw a Yom Kippurim b'shas Neil. He saw a picture of Yom Kippur during Neil. That's what he saw. So nothing bad happened. But you know, that's why is he? I mean, again, if he was thinking about Yom Kippur, he was humming Yom Kippur Nagunim, and then he thinks about Yom Kippur in his sleep. But that's what we said before. People fast about. People dream about what they thought about the day before. Or you know, I thought about recently. But the person did not have that in mind. All of a sudden, they show him, you know, it's Neil. He has a picture of, out of nowhere, a picture of Neil and Yom Kippur. They're showing him that he's holding it as a decision. Shemayim is showing him that you know, they're deciding what to do with you. So you should fast. Um, Or he sees his walls falling, or he sees his teeth falling out. Again, if a person had a toothache, so that's doesn't prove anything. He's thinking about his toothache. So then he dreams about some bad. That's not what we're talking about. Someone out of nowhere, he gets just, you know, everything's fine. All of a sudden, gets this strange dream. So what's, that's a sign that something's not good. Anytime Yom Kippur is going to be some type of a sign that there's something wrong. Some say a person pictures himself leaning. He's marrying a woman. Potentially that could be a sign of something negative. The royal Shinov Shinov, in the case where he sees his teeth falling out, Dafka Shinov. If the picture, what he dreamt was teeth falling out, that's a problem. If he sees a picture of his jaw falling off, that's not a bad dream. It sounds pretty bad to us. No, because we understand the Mesa Yotzim Alav Ra'a means there's people who are talking against him, and their jaws have fallen off, and that's what he's seeing. So it's a sign that things will get better. Merely the Chalamish Omer ben Perak Roya Shehem Yeroyim Gam Aleim Isana B'Shabbos. The Beis Yosef says, I mean, the more it goes through a whole list of good dreams which can be interpreted positively, and dreams which are negative. So whatever that list is, it will apply over here also. Okay. So then the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tesov, he brought from the Sefer Kadmonim. So Rabbi Kavod, there are three dreams. Okay. Vav Be'elu Ashloisha Ein Lisanus B'Shabbos Olam Kein Atanus Oyleg Loi. And even these three, he only can thought of fast if that makes him happier. So he prefers not eating. Sharon Shanafsha Gumala be so worried because he sounded Yimsa Nachas Ruach. By fasting, he'll feel much better because he's addressing the problem. The type of person that, you know, bad dream is just like they don't face him. Or Shatan is kosher love. Excuse me. Or the opposite, he finds fasting difficult. So it comes out fasting for either of these two individuals is going to be more painful than non-fasting. The person who takes the dream seriously, so the emotional pain is greater than the physical limitation that he has, the physical act that of not eating. It's much more painful to eat and worry about what's going to happen. That's much more painful than losing the opportunity to eat. The person who doesn't care about the dreams, so for him, not eating is worse. So he's not allowed to fast, because now for him it's not writing. Fasting is not writing for him. Also, he's on the Bishabbos. That's what, Mushem Hashloa Kosvachrenim, the quote, the Shloa says, Shaf Elo Hashloa Shahot Yerogel, Al Arayv Lipsik Shalom, he's on the Bishabbos, El Yisan Hashleh Yamim Bechol, Negad Yom Rishon, Yom Shabbos Yom Rishon Chakra. So the Shaloah had came up with the deal, you know, wait till during the weekday and fast during the weekday. Now the question is, what does it mean? The Mora says, but the Afkat has to be immediate. You have to fast immediately by a tennis chalot. She says, if you look at the Sharetzion in Tesvav at the bottom, he says, Nira, I would explain to time boy. The logic of the Shloah was, we don't know if the person really seriously, he's not going to admit to us, you know, does it really bother you? No, it doesn't bother me so much. Like, you know. And the rabbi's saying, you got a divine sign. And he's saying, yeah, I gave it a shot. You know, like, so he's not, we don't know for sure whether it bothers him or not. So if it bothers him, he's a lot of fast and sharp. If it doesn't bother him, he's not a lot of fast and sharp. We can tell for sure that the individual is distraught. So then, in that situation, that we're quoting over here, which is the Shloah would agree that they would fast. Okay, it's not like that. Okay.
What?
The Shlok came along and said, you can't fast on Shabbos. Even these three scenarios, which the halacha is you can override and fast, you shouldn't fast. You should wait till the weekday. So the Sharasin is grappling with it. The Mor says that a tainus is very effective against the gzera of a chaloy, but it has to be done immediately. So if it's done immediately, what do you mean you're pushing off during the weekday? How can you do that? And Tanachum is on Shabbos for that self same reason. The answer is, we just said before, that that's only true that you're allowed to fast on Shabbos because of this, if the person really is really distraught because of it. So the fasting will help him calm down. So the fasting, it turns out to be an oinig. Right? That's his oinig Shabbos. But a person, he's not this small from bad dreams. They just don't affect him. So he's not a fast on it. So they're saying, oh, it's a good idea. Therefore, the Shlok said, "I don't want you fasting on Shabbos. I don't know what you're really thinking. I can't tell. But if we could tell, right, that the person really seriously is distraught, so then let him fast." So one of them was Sefer Torah Chasam, which is Nisraf. Within Tefillin Sheish Behen Parshiyos Shabbatar, a person would see in his dream. Again, he hadn't thought about it, and he has this dream which they show him from Shemayim. They're showing a picture of Tefillin which is burning Chas V'Shalom. So that is, it was written on cloth, it has parshiyos of the Torah, so that person, that's a siman ra, a person should fast. On the Vim Ksubim, Mashma Deloy, a person would see some other sefer of Tanakh burning in his dream, that would not be Mekayif from the fast. Afuki Imroya, Shinof Miyodi. So the Mashkas and Shinisraf, Afuki Imroya, it's only fast. If it's Nisraf, but if it fall, he pictured it in his dream falling, he doesn't have to fast. So that even if a person would have a dream, he would see his avatar fall in the dream, he would not have to fast. Or he sees that his cars basoi are falling in. Menesh Rabbah Isa supposedly Isha Shetel Zohar. Okay, how is thought? So we're talking about a deal called Pisur and Chalomis that you can sort of sometimes take a interpretation of the dream which fits into the ideas and sort of force the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hand that he should fulfill that interpretation, however that works. So they came up with this. So they had a picture, she had a dream of the that the walls are collapsing. And the Medrash Rabbah says that they interpreted that as a sign that he's going to have a boy. And that works. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the connection between the walls falling in and having a boy, but it works. Or he sees that his teeth falling out. If a person had a toothache, lo yisana, from what she calls the taz b'mehar, because with that we have to assume that that's very possible that dream about his teeth falling out, because he's thinking about during the day, I have a toothache, and so I'm going to lose my teeth. Okay, then we said that any of the dreams, which the Mor says over there in Seth's brachas, are bad, so have this din as well. They're bad. You should fast. Again, it's only if the person is affected by it. He had a dream and he doesn't, the dreams don't face him. Okay, so that's it. Let's say a person had a dream which indicates that he loses money. Well, if you lose your money on Shabbos, you're not allowed to save it. So how do you let it fast on Shabbos to remove this decree of losing your money? That's not mutter. What you're dreaming about was the person would see something negative, something happened to which would be a danger to life in some way, and then he dreams about that, then he should fast. Gamaliel Mishanim, a tzarech odom ledaktik shahar b'dvorim hachamachar shem belosh shunra shinra ayin shema gemor. How you say the word makes a tremendous difference in what the message of the dream is. So a person has to take that, before he fasts on Shabbos, a person has to figure out what exactly did he see. Okay, let's hold it here.